Functions are one of the most fundamental building blocks in Python programming. They allow you to group a set of instructions under a single name, and then reuse that group of instructions as many times as needed throughout your program. If you have already written scripts that check port numbers, loop through sequences, or handle command line arguments, you have already benefited from the concept of reusability. Functions take that idea further by letting you create your own reusable tools. In the context of cybersecurity automation, functions are essential. A security script often needs to perform the same operation on many different targets, check if a port is open, analyze a response, validate an input, or format a report entry. Without functions, you would have to copy and paste the same lines of code repeatedly, which makes scripts longer, harder to read, and much harder to maintain. Functions solve this problem by letting you write the logic once and call it wherever needed. What is a function? A function is a named block of code that performs a specific task. It can optionally receive input data, called parameters or arguments, and it can optionally return a result. The key ideas are: a function is defined once using the def keyword. A function is called executed by writing its name followed by parentheses. A function can receive data when it is called through its parameters. A function can send data back to the caller using the return statement. How to define a function? To define a function in Python, you use the following syntax: def function underscore name parameter 1, parameter 2, instruction underscore 1, instruction underscore 2, return result. The keyword def tells Python you are about to define a function. The function name follows the same rules as variable names. It must start with a letter or underscore, contain only letters, digits, or underscores, and should be descriptive. The parentheses after the name contain the parameters, which are placeholders for the values the function will receive when called. The colon at the end of the def line is mandatory. The body of the function, all the instructions it will execute, must be indented, exactly like loops and conditions you have already used. Here is a simple example. Def greet underscore username. Message equals hello, plus username plus print message. This function is named greet underscore user and takes one parameter called username. When called, it builds a greeting message and prints it. Notice that the function does not return anything here. It simply performs an action. How to call a function? Defining a function does not execute it. To actually run the code inside a function, you must call it. You call a function by writing its name followed by parentheses, and you pass the actual values, called arguments, inside those parentheses. Greet underscore user Alice greet underscore user Bob. When Python encounters greet underscore user Alice, it jumps to the function definition, assigns the value Alice to the parameter username, executes the body of the function, and then returns to the place in the code where the call was made. The output would be: hello, Alice. Hello, Bob. This is the key advantage. The same logic is executed twice with different data, but the code was written only once. Functions with multiple parameters. A function can accept more than one parameter. The parameters are separated by commas in both the definition and the call. Def check underscore port underscore range start underscore port, end underscore port. If start underscore port less than 0 or end underscore port greater than 65535. Print invalid port range. Alif start underscore port greater than end underscore port. Print start port must be less than or equal to end port, else. Print port range from plus str start underscore port, plus to plus str end underscore port, plus is valid. Check underscore port underscore range 80, 443 check underscore port underscore range 1024, 500 check underscore port underscore range minus 1, 100. Here, the function check underscore port underscore range takes two parameters. The first call would print that the range from 80 to 443 is valid. The second call would warn that start port must be less than or equal to end port. The third call would flag an invalid port range. This kind of logic is directly useful when building a port scanner or validating user inputs in a security script. The return statement. So far, the functions shown only print results, but often, a function needs to compute a value and send it back to the part of the code that called it. This is done with the return statement. Def is underscore privileged underscore port port underscore number. If port underscore number less than 1024, return true. Else, return false. Result equals is underscore privileged underscore port 80 print result. Result 2 equals is underscore privileged underscore port 8080 print result 2. The function is underscore privileged underscore port returns true if the port number is less than 1024, and false otherwise. When you call is underscore privileged underscore port 80, The value true is returned and stored in the variable result. When you call is underscore privileged underscore port 8080, false is returned. The return statement immediately ends the execution of the function. Any code written after a return statement inside the same function will not be executed. You can also write the previous function more concisely. Def is underscore privileged underscore port underscore number. Return port underscore number less than 1024. This version returns the result of the comparison directly. The comparison port underscore number less than 1024 already produces true or false, so there is no need for an if slash else block. Functions with no parameters and no return value dash. Not every function needs parameters or a return value. Some functions simply perform an action. Def print underscore separator. Print, 40. Print underscore separator print starting port scan. Print underscore separator. This function prints a visual separator line. It takes no arguments and returns nothing. It is useful for making script output more readable, a small but genuine concern when producing security reports or debugging scan results. Variable scope inside functions. An important concept to understand is that variables created inside a function are local to that function. They do not exist outside of it. This is called scope. Def compute underscore double value. Doubled equals value 2. Return doubled. Result equals compute underscore double 5 print result. In this example, the variable doubled only exists inside the function compute underscore double. After the function call, you cannot access doubled directly, only result, which holds the returned value. This behavior is intentional and helps keep functions self-contained and predictable. If you try to access a variable defined inside a function from outside, Python will raise a name error. This is a common beginner mistake to be aware of. Calling functions inside loops and conditions. Functions become particularly powerful when combined with the loops and conditions you have already studied. For example, imagine you want to scan a range of ports and label each one. Def describe underscore port underscore number. If port underscore number less than 1024. Return privileged. Else. Return unprivileged. For port in range 1020, 1028. Label equals describe underscore port. Print port plus str port plus is plus label. This loop calls describe underscore port for each port from 1020 to 1027, and the function returns the appropriate label. The output clearly categorizes each port. This pattern, define a function for a specific piece of logic, then call it inside a loop, is one of the most common structures in security automation scripts. Meaningful function names and readability. Choosing a clear and descriptive name for your function is not a stylistic detail, it is a professional habit. In a team environment, or when reading your own script weeks later, a function named check underscore port underscore accessibility is far more informative than one named func1 or process. Good naming makes code self-documenting, which is especially important in security contexts where scripts may be reviewed by colleagues or included in audit reports. The convention in Python is to use lowercase letters and underscores to separate words in function names. This is called snake underscore case. Examples: validate underscore input, scan underscore target, format underscore report underscore entry. Functions and code rules in security scripts. Consider a practical scenario. You are writing a script that checks whether a list of ports is reserved, below 1024, similar to what you did in a previous workshop. Without functions, your script might look like port 1 equals 80. If port 1 less than 1024, print str port 1 plus is reserved. Port 2 equals 3000. If port 2 less than 1024, print str port 2 plus is reserved. This is repetitive. With a function, def check underscore reserved port underscore number. If port underscore number less than 1024, print str port underscore number, plus is reserved. Else, print str port underscore number, plus is not reserved. Check underscore reserved 80, check underscore reserved 3000, check underscore reserved 443, check underscore reserved 8080. The logic is written once. Adding more ports to check requires only one additional line per port. Changing the logic, for example, changing the threshold or the message format, requires editing the function body in a single place. Summary of key points. Use def to define a function, followed by the function name, parentheses, with optional parameters, and a colon. The body of the function must be indented. Call a function by writing its name followed by parentheses and any required arguments. Use return to send a value back from the function to the caller. Variables defined inside a function are local and not accessible outside. Functions can be called multiple times with different arguments. Combining functions with loops and conditions is a powerful pattern for automation. Use clear, descriptive names in snake_case for all functions. Mastering functions is the next logical step after mastering variables, conditions, and loops. They allow you to organize your code into clean, reusable units, a skill that is directly applicable to writing cybersecurity automation tools, from simple port checkers to full-featured reconnaissance scripts.